This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting that Hong Kong prosecutors on Tuesday filed a new charge of sedition against jailed media tycoon Jimmy Lai, who already faces charges under a tough national security law that critics say has stifled freedoms in the Asian financial hub. The 74-year-old Lai, the founder of the pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper, appeared in court alongside six other former Apple Daily staffers. The Daily tabloid closed in June after authorities raided the newspaper, arrested staff on national security grounds, and froze its assets. The additional sedition charge accuses Lai of conspiracy to distribute seditious publications between April 2019 and June of 2021. Lai was sentenced earlier this month, along with seven other pro-democracy advocates, for taking part in an unauthorized candlelight vigil commemorating the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. He and other pro-democracy activists have been targeted by Hong Kong authorities since China imposed a strict national security law in June of 2020, in response to the massive and sometimes violent anti-government protests in 2019. Australia's Victoria and Queensland states reported record levels of new daily coronavirus infections on Tuesday. Queensland state reported 1,158 cases. It was the first time the state has seen more than 1,000 cases a day. Hospitalizations, however, have remained low. The state has more than 4,000 active cases, of which 258 are reported to be the Omicron variant. You're listening to VOA News. Reuters is reporting that researchers in South Africa have discovered that people who have been infected with the Omicron variant of the coronavirus develop enhanced immunity to the older Delta variant. The conclusion is the result of a study involving 33 vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The scientists say the immunity is especially enhanced among those who were vaccinated. The Omicron variant has rapidly spread around the world since it was first detected in southern Africa in November. An earlier study out of South Africa revealed a reduced risk of hospitalization and severe illness from Omicron as compared with Delta. The United States and Russia are expected to hold talks in January about nuclear arms control and tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border. A spokesperson for the White House National Security Council told reporters the two sides would meet January 10th. That would be followed by Russia-NATO talks on January 12th. On the 13th, Russia and the United States will meet with members of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Western governments have been alarmed by the buildup of Russian troops along the border with Ukraine. They've expressed concern about the possibility of a Russian invasion. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has denied any such plans and has demanded guarantees that NATO will not expand into former Soviet territory. India's government has blocked Mother Teresa's charity from receiving foreign funds, saying the Catholic organization did not meet conditions under local laws. The move deals a blow to one of the most prominent groups running shelters for the poor. The Home Ministry said in a statement Monday that the Missionaries of Charity's application for renewing a license that allows it to get funds from abroad was rejected on Christmas Day. The charity's troubles come in the wake of a string of attacks on Christians in some parts of India by Hindu right-wing groups who accuse pastors and churches of forced conversions. Indonesia will remove a ban on Boeing's troubled 737 MAX passenger jet. Reuters says the country's transportation ministry announced the decision on Tuesday. Indonesia banned the 737 MAX after 189 passengers and crew were killed when a Lion Air flight crashed into the Java Sea shortly after takeoff. In October of 2018, the plane was eventually banned around the world after another crash by Ethiopian Airlines 5 months later. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.